First, let's go to the United States and Harriet Alexander, the US correspondent for The Telegraph. Now, we all know, Harriet, the Democrats have a pretty crowded field of candidates who are looking to run against Donald Trump in the next presidential election. And no surprise with the latest announcement.
Yes, you're right. It's kind of been the worst kept secret in politics is Joe Biden's presidential campaign. And he has entered the race as the front runner. He announced this morning, he put a video on Twitter. And it was interesting, I think, that what he chose to do with this video. He focused very much on Charlottesville and on the far-right neo-Nazi demonstrations that were held there and Trump's handling of it. And he is very much pitching this as being a battle for American values and for the soul of the United States. And it's quite a popular message. It's certainly something that resonates with a lot of people, particularly older voters who just want things essentially to get back to normal, who still like Obama and like what he did, who think that Biden is a very experienced, safe pair of hands. He said himself that he does make the occasional gaffe, but he said compared to a president who's constantly lying, that is no big deal. So it's going to be interesting to see where he goes from here.
Mm-hmm. His hands, I mean, there's been nothing, you know, seriously sleazy alleged against him, but he does come from a touchy-feely kind of culture. And equally, he hasn't been able to match Bernie Sanders in his radicalism or his war chest with younger voters.
Absolutely. And I think you touch on some of the key issues there for Biden. It is the fundraising. Biden was reported by Politico to have had a conference call with his donors yesterday on the eve of launching the bid. And he said to them, he was quite blunt. He said, these first few weeks are going to be incredibly crucial because we need to get momentum and we need to show that we can capture the imagination. And the second issue, of course, is the women who have said that he made them feel uncomfortable. Now, we're not talking sort of Harvey Weinstein level of abuse, but we're talking about women who said, you know, that he was too touchy-feely, that he invaded people's personal space. Biden has apologized for that. He says that is mindful of it. But then, of course, Biden being Biden, he can't resist sort of somewhat putting his foot in it because he made that apology. And then he made a rather clumsy statement the following day when he gave somebody a hug and then joked, oh, I did ask permission first, which sort of undermined somewhat his apology.
All right, we'll see what happens. Thank you for bringing us up to date there. Harriet Alexander, US correspondent with The Telegraph.